A stunning picture of a flock of starlings over Loch Ennell in Mullingar in County Westmeath graces the front page of the Irish Times today. You can also, I think, see it online. The maturation, as it's known, was captured by photographer James Crombie and marks the culmination of 3 months of work between James and his friend Colin Hogg. Colin joins us now on the line, as does Niall Hatch of Birdwatch Ireland, to explain what these maturations are all about in a moment. But first of all, Colin, if I can talk to you about capturing this extraordinary image. You have it on video, and it required a lot of patient preparation, I believe.
Hello, Brian. Thanks very much for having me on. Yes, James Crombie and myself have been documenting these murmurations actually over the past several weeks in and around Loch Ennell, and I've been using some drone photography to try and map where they've been roosting. And then from there, we would find locations where we'd photograph them. And during the week, we moved to a new location, and James took another spectacular image of the murmurations, and I was fortunate enough to document it by filming it as well. And it's been quite a successful photo, but it's taken a lot of time and effort to get the moment that James.
Yeah, I mean, being in the right place at the right time just to capture the moment, there's a certain amount of luck involved, and just, as I say, just patience. You've just had to wait for that right moment.
Absolutely. I think we visited the lake around 50 times since November, so we kind of got to know the behaviours and movements of the murmurations. And from building up that knowledge, we were able to find locations that were suitable for James to take that.
And just at a particular moment, the birds took the shape of like a giant dove or a large bird in the sky. Yeah,
that was absolutely. Absolutely. They all morphed into one big bird right in front of us. And it was incredible. Absolutely incredible.
Yeah. As I say, Niall Hatch from Birdwatch Ireland is also on the line. Niall, do we know why starlings do this?
We're still piecing that together. There seems to be several reasons. It's something that they really only do in the autumn, winter, and the early part of the spring. They stop it in the summer. And they do it right before they go to sleep in the evening. They like to roost communally. So they all sleep together in a group. And it seems what happens is a few pioneer starlings go up in the sky and they start to display. And that attracts in all the other starlings all around the same general area. They'll travel in for kilometres to do that. And then they do this wonderful display. Nobody seems to be in charge of it. They just move almost like a single organism. They never collide with each other, and part of it is that it seems to be safety in numbers. So there's more pairs of eyes looking out for danger, like a predator, like a hawk or a falcon or something like that. And then, of course, if that predator does arrive, it's more likely that it's going to grab one of your neighbours than it's going to get you. So your odds of survival are improved. It could also be huddling together for warmth in the evening. The more they can gather together, the more warm bodies they'll have to share the heat. And also, part of it seems to be, the birds are paying close attention to who in the flock is the fittest. So that means who's fed the best that day. So the idea would be they'd want to sleep near to that bird that night, so the next morning they can follow them back to wherever they found that really good food source. So that might be what's going on as well. But we still have a lot to learn. It really is quite a mystery.
Yeah, because they don't appear to be actually travelling anywhere. I mean, I think people who've seen some of these images will know that they stay in broadly the same bit of the sky.
That's absolutely right. Yes, they do. So it's very much a display thing. They're not migrating somewhere or moving between areas.
Or feeding.
It's a display that seems to be designed to attract other starlings in. So yes, that's absolutely right.
All right. Well, it is intriguing. And thanks for throwing a little bit of light on it, Niall. And also thanks to Colin for talking to us. And congratulations, Colin, to both you and James on an extraordinary image. And well worth it.
Thank
if people
much.
Haven't seen it, I'm sure they'll be able to find it in lots of different places. So thanks, both of you, for talking to us.